This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show has entered the chat. Mark, you need that napkin? You got it there?
Yeah, I can't see out of my glasses.
Can you move that microphone closer to your mouth on the other side? Thank you.
I'm all rattled right now. It's a very busy place. I don't know how you do the... It's usually a nice, sterile place.
You see Tim Benz over there? He's in the house.
I just noticed him. But I'm normally used to the sterile environment of the studio. Now here, it's like, whoa.
And no Malzy.
No Malzy.
Which brings up the mood, I would say. All right, Mark. When you saw the first tweet go out today that Aaron Rodgers was here, what was your reaction to it?
Well, a little surprised. I wasn't expecting him to show up. If he would have showed up, you would have thought you would have got an inkling of it. But it makes sense that he kept it on the down low. But fortunate for one local reporter, he tended to text somebody at the exactly right time, huh?
Well, you think Rodgers put that report out?
No, not at all. No. I think the Steelers,
put it out. Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know how to read into this. Any other quarterback, any other free agent that shows up like this, you can pretty much assure, maybe other than who, Deontay Hightower back in the day, that basically signed his deal while he was outside of the media room.
Wait, so just tell people that story again. So Hightower was with the Patriots. He came to Pittsburgh for a visit. He basically used that visit to get a deal with the Patriots. He agreed to a deal with the Patriots before he left Pittsburgh, correct?
You know, there was another guy, too. I'm not quite sure, but there was one guy that literally signed a deal outside the media room with the team he was currently with.
Well, Kyle Juszczyk kind of just did that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's smart. Why would he give up his wife's business in California to come here? So, but I digress. Normally when people come here, it's pretty much just to cross the T's, dot the I's. But when Aaron Rodgers, all that goes out the window.
I agree.
Everything that you think you know, you don't. So if you're sitting here trying to read into, okay, he's here, he left at 3 o'clock, he was here at 5, you know, for 5 hours. He
Mark, this man behind you very nervous because you're so close to each other, by the way. He just made a little bit of a face. But anyways.
Maybe he just doesn't like me.
I'd ask him, but I could ask him, I guess. But anyways.
I don't know where to go. But once again, with Rodgers, it goes out the window. I mean, anything can happen. He can sign in 10 minutes. He can sign in 2 weeks.
My thought on it is I think he was interviewing them more than they were interviewing him. Do you agree with that?
That's a good theory. I mean, he probably wants to get a vibe, a feel. You know, he's a guy that's in touch with his feelings. So he probably wants to see if he has a good vibe walking in there with the facility, talking to whoever he talked to. I'm sure he talked to Art. I'm sure he talked to Art.
They're saying he didn't talk to Art, which I think is
telling. I mean, Arthur Smith, but...
Oh. But we have to make that distinction now and go full name, because when I think Art, I think Art Rooney, but you're talking Arthur Smith, who he did talk to.
Typically, what would happen is he would come in, and they would bring him, say Omar would bring him to Art Art Rooney's office. Hey, Arthur, this is Aaron. Nice to meet you, Aaron. Blah, 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 blah. You know, introductory type of thing. I don't know if he would, if it would have been, hey, Aaron, take a seat. I would like to talk to you. But there was introductions.
Mark,
I'm
I would think for this signing, when they get close, I think that it would go further than that with Art Rooney. Just to, hey, how are you? I think Art would have won.
But I think Art already knows. I think probably Art's deferred. They've had these conversations of we want or not. I don't think if Art's going to sit there and say, I want to get a feel on this guy, I think he might leave that up to Mike. Mike, do you think this is the guy you want? Go ahead. Maybe, like I said, I'll have a five-minute talk with him before we sign everything. But I don't.
But everything with Aaron Rodgers goes out the window. And that's
why I think
instead of, all right, Mike, you're vouching for this linebacker, sign the linebacker. I think given the polarizing nature of Aaron Rodgers, I just find it crazy that the owner of a football team would defer completely to his coach on a topic like this. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, he very well could have had a talk. But what I've known is it's not going to be a sit there and get to know type of feeling with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he would do that with anybody else. I think Art Rooney would sit there and say, hi, how you doing? Welcome to the franchise. Nice to meet you. Loved your work. Mike will take you around.
So what do you think? So what do you think Tomlin and Rodgers talked about today, if you had to guess? Put that mic closer to your mouth, too. It's very loud in here, Mark.
It is very loud in here. Probably how the offense is going to work. I mean, I think if – I don't think – there were no visitors today, I don't believe. So it was a wide-open day and being able to talk to coaches, if you're talking to a bunch of coaches. I don't think there's any get-to-know type of situation there. I think it's more of what do you expect from here, Aaron? And if Aaron likes what he sees or hears from, say, the offensive coordinator, maybe some of the – things he's able to do offensively. Maybe he's going to throw things against the wall and see how receptive they are. I think you're absolutely true. I think it was more like Aaron getting a feel for them rather than the Steelers getting a feel for him.
Because I think if Aaron Rodgers from that beach had called them and said, I'm ready to sign, I don't think they would have said, hey, come to Pittsburgh first to see if you like it. I think they would have just done the deal, Mark. They didn't need DK Metcalf to come here and visit Pittsburgh before they traded for him and gave him $150 million. I think it's more Aaron Rodgers trying to feel them out. I also think, and who knows, because you're right, I agree with this, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is having his people leak anything.
No.
I do think it's interesting that we don't, as of now, it looks like he's not going to meet with the Giants, or hasn't met with the Giants. He also picked meeting with the Steelers before meeting with the Giants, which says something.
I think it makes sense, though. I mean, do you want to go to the Giants? I mean, I think if you're looking to try to win now, I know you have decent receivers in New York. But still, you got a head coach who's fighting for his life. And if it means drafting a quarterback third overall, is that where they're at, third? And going to him midway through the season, try to save your own butt. That might play something into it as well. I don't know. Maybe the deal is pretty much done. And where these insiders are getting stuff in one or two places, they're flat making it up. Or, second of all, they're hitting from David Dunn, I believe that's
Rodgers'
agent. And every agent I've ever talked to is not going to tell you, okay, we're close. They're pretty much going to say, yeah, it's not done yet. Then 10 minutes later, it's done.
So what do you read into him leaving the facility without a contract? What do you take?
I think he's going to go back to Malibu and walk the beach and, and see if you know, some of his inner voices talk to him and tell him what to do.
Would you take that as a bad sign that he didn't get it done today?
No. But the problem is, and I know he doesn't care, and I know the Steelers don't care, is say he does take another week. My goodness, that might be good for you, your business. But you want to know if people would even hate him more. Take another week to make your decision. See what happens. I don't know how the fans have how they reacted so far. Is I tend to believe if he signs here soon, I think maybe not 100%, but I think a lot of naysayers are going to flip towards, okay, this is good.
I agree
this
with you.
Good.
I agree with you on that. Well, I think it also depends on the money. I think the money for people, even though now most of the good free agents have signed, I think if he signs for $40 million a year compared to like 20, it'll affect people's opinion on it. I know it will for me.
I mean, what number is good for you? You'd be like, okay, is it worth the risk?
I said under $20 million, but I know they're not going to sign him for less than that, Mark.
Well, I mean, I think we've all heard, and maybe we haven't all heard, is he was under the impression that he wasn't going to break the bank here. No, it's
that's
up
all
in the
relative.
Air what breaking the bank means. This is a guy that's made $380 million in salary over his career, I believe.
Well, Florio's take was he finds it hard to believe that he would take less than what Darnold got per year. Because he would say to himself, this guy had one good year. I'm one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He got $33 million. I can't get that.
But the options aren't there anymore.
Oh, I think the Giants might give him that money, Mark. I think if he wanted to get paid like that by the Giants, he probably could. You don't think so?
I've never looked at the Giants' salary cap, but, I mean, not only do you have to deal with a pretty bad team, you have to deal with moving across the street in the same building as well, where you pretty much failed the past 2 years, too. Do you want to do that?
Well, you brought up something like that with the Vikings. You don't think he'd want to continue to walk in? No, you said he didn't want to continue to walk in Favre's footsteps.
Then some shenanigans, some jamoke said, will we play for Atlanta?
Yes,
okay, sorry.
Someone did say that.
Sorry.
Do you think it's more likely that he signs a deal in the next month, or he waits to see what happens with McCarthy in Minnesota, or he waits into the summer to see if somebody gets hurt in training camp?
That's funny how that was never mentioned once until the Vikings were out. Nobody even thought about that. Hey, maybe he'll wait till then. That just sounds like people just putting one and one together and getting a two, saying this might be a possibility. I don't know if that's ever been broached or ever. Obviously, I don't know if it's been broached or if he even thought about that. But then you're taking a little bit of a chance that a team would first would want you, second of all would get hurt, and second of all would be somewhat in a mix of being in the playoffs too. Then you have zero options, right? Say,
yeah,
all of a sudden
you run the risk of not playing next year if you take it that long.
So all of a sudden the Saints become decent, and Derek Carr gets hurt, and you don't want to go with Rattler. I mean, do you really want to go play for the Saints at that point? And those are things that he's going to ponder on the beach in Malibu, I guess.
Do you think the retirement thing is also just kind of thrown out there, or do you think that that's a real possibility?
If he really wanted to retire, why would he even come here? I think that decision would have been made by now. Unless he came here and just said, man, this just stinks. I don't want to do this.
I have a hard time thinking that that's how the interaction went down, because I don't think Tomlin would bomb an interview that bad. For as much as I'm not his biggest fan, I don't think Tomlin would make such a bad impression on Rodgers that he would leave here thinking, I can't play for that coach. Tomlin's smart. I think he's going to say things to Rodgers that he thinks Rodgers wants to hear.
Why not?
Right.
Why not? Tell him what you want to hear. Which leads us to the point of, was he being told is something he wants to hear? Even if it is, hey, I want to have a lot of say in this offense. Nah, Art's the guy, so we're going to have to do it with Arthur Smith.
No, I think they'd say to him, okay, yeah, we're good with
whatever
that.
Whatever he said, yes, whatever, yes, 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 yes.
Glazer tweeted out, let me read this for you here, Art. I want to see if you agree with Mark. I want to see if you agree with this. Jay Glazer, we know Glazer and Tomlin are basically brothers. If Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, he and Arthur Smith should do a show together. They'd be like those two old dudes from the Muppets who talk bleep from the balcony. It would be hilarious. I'd never miss an episode.
I think that Jay Glazer is just telling us through Mike Tomlin that where all some of these leaks are coming from.
What do you mean?
Certain insiders are all of a sudden having information. Where's it coming from? Sounds like he's making the inference that Arthur Smith is giving up the goods.
Are they such strong-willed people, though, that you think we'd have a situation like we did with Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith with those two guys? Is that a legitimate concern?
Everything I've dealt with Arthur Smith, he's just a great guy to me, which I found it so interesting when I found out that he and Russell weren't really getting along, and you know.
Yeah, but there's a difference between how you interact with reporters and the media and how you are behind closed doors.
I've talked to him before, you know. BS.
You're talking about Russell Wilson or Arthur Smith?
Arthur. Yeah. No, Russell, you can't tell anything. He's the same dude. On the field, off the field, on social media, you really can't tell. At least I can't. Besides, Arthur Smith, I've had a number of conversations just, you know, BSing, shooting the breeze. And he just seemed a very nice, well-liked, down-to-earth guy to me. So I don't see how – I mean, it definitely could be different with you know, different people, but he just seems, you know, when it's involved with football and game planning and stuff like that, maybe he turns into a different guy. But everything I've talked to him about, he just seems like that wouldn't happen.
Mark, what changed with the Steelers from, all right, it's going to be Fields or Russell Wilson? All right, if Fields says no, they're going to go back to Russell Wilson. All right, Fields signed with the Jets. Yeah. Well, now they're still not going to sign Russell Wilson. All right, Rodgers might leave him high and dry. Yeah, they still don't want Russell Wilson. Yeah. How did this change in the reporting where it went from Russell Wilson is plan B at the worst to now plan Z?
Plan zero.
Right. What's your theory on that?
Maybe everything that was reported with Russell and Arthur was more than we thought. I mean, I've heard words like, you know, those more than those two just didn't get along. I mean,
like what?
They really. See, I don't know if it's personal or if it's or football related, but I heard the word hate thrown around.
Wow.
But that very well could be working with somebody, you know.
They hated working with
you
each
hate
other.
Working with
Mulsey,
but you like him outside the office. I don't know.
Dude, you know who it's a perfect example of that from fan history? Vinny and Cook.
Yeah.
Cook didn't like working with Vinny, but Cook loved Vinny, the guy.
That's a good analogy right there.
Did you ever have a situation like that with anybody at the Trib or the
No, Athletic? I pretty much just didn't like anybody. So.
Yeah, does that make sense to you, Don?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
By the way, they just plopped down about 20 wings in front of Kamali.
I hope you're eating those.
You're not going to have any?
That's a lot of wings.
Well, yeah, we're going to split them. What kind of wings did we get for your engagement party here, Donnie? What did we end up going with for that day?
It was pretty traditional, like the buffalo and the like the wing dust.
The dry rub.
Yes, those ones were very good.
Mark, did you have a wing spot growing up or when you were in college that you were a big fan of?
Well, when I was growing up, there was a place right down the street in Bel Vernon called the Golden L. It used to be like 10-cent wings.
Was this like a hole-in-the-wall kind of beer and a shot bar that also served wings? Was that kind
of? Yeah, it wasn't the nicest of locations. I think it's now the DMV, so. They had some good wings.
What a
wing
night, that spot.
Wing night might have been It honestly might have been a dozen for $2 or something.
Man. Donnie, did you have a spot like that coming up in Greensburg?
I would say the closest thing to that, there's a place that is right in the middle of a split between 119 and 819 called Scooby's. Like a real like hole-in-the-wall type joint.
Could you smoke in there?
Yes. Pool table in the back.
That's always my dead giveaway on a spot. You want to tell me it's a hole in the wall in Pittsburgh? Can you still smoke in the place? And if the answer is yes, it passes
I guess
test.
Apparently by the clientele here, it depends on what you're smoking.
True. That did come up. And I might know somebody who took the guy up on the offer, but I'm not going to say who it was.
Is it somebody at this table, not me?
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
For you?
Maybe. All right, we got things under control now. Mark Cabali, Pat McAfee show. We're at Mike's Beer Bar. Our man T-Bird, I think, had to go pinch one off, and that's why we couldn't get Mark on the air.
Poor T-Bird's taking it.
That food went right through him, man.
Maybe it wasn't the food, but yeah.
Jeez.
Woo!
Anyways, best high school basketball player you saw in person?
Ooh, well, I mean, Donnie has it. I mean, Terrell Pryor, I saw him play East Allegheny one time, and it was just unbelievable.
What was his style of game?
Just running, gun, slam, dunk, just athletic, just how he played football.
He was basically like LeBron James at the high school level.
Yeah,
around here. Like, he could do everything. It's just a matter of how it matched up with the opponent.
I mean, the game I went to, I can't remember who it was, if it was Calipari. It was somebody who was there, a pretty well-known high school coach at the time.
Me, college coach.
Yeah, college coach at the time. Another one way back when, probably 20-plus years, was West Mifflin's Bryant McAllister. He went to Duquesne.
I played pickup basketball with him a lot.
Very, very good ball player. On the girls' side, the two people I saw that was really good were Cam Gissendaner from Claret and then Tanisha Wright from West Mifflin. Both went to Penn State, I believe. Very good ball players. There's a lot of other ones. McKeesport was always loaded. Lasson Sells, people like that. I'm just trying to think. You know Ryan Scarpino?
Yes.
Apparently, Lasson Sells played for McKeesport, and Scarpino played for Shaler, and he like did the old posterized him dunk down the lane over top of Scarpino one time. Apparently, I was at that game, too.
Steelers, former Steelers PR man who now just usually goes on Twitter and rips the crap out of the Steelers.
Yes, he holds not. He's the inventor of the Antonio Brown 5-for-50 stat. Did you know that?
I did not. And that's why they, instead of taking a knee against Jacksonville, threw him a meaningless pass.
17-9. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was all Scarpino.
I remember talking to Ben about that on the air and then talking to Ben about it after he was on the air with us, and the answers weren't exactly the same. Mark, this has been asked a lot, but opinions change. Do you think they'll set a deadline on Rodgers after meeting with him and him leaving the facility today?
I don't think so. There's no use now. I mean, you have your de facto starter, even though it is Mason. If you have to go that way at this point, you just – I mean, is there anybody better out there right now than Mason if you have to start him, if you're bringing in James, if you're bringing whoever in? Nobody's better than Mason right now, I don't believe, as that number two that can jump to the number one. So you might as well.
Well, you
just
think Mason's better
wait.
Than Justin Fields, and I, and you said
depends.
That you
yes.
said that the other day, and I somewhat agreed with you. I'd rather watch Mason Rudolph play games for the Steelers this year than Justin
Fields. People were so upset about Justin Fields, but right before he signed that, I think a lot of us were in agreement that we don't know what we're getting from this guy. I mean, maybe he's just a bust. And maybe he's not. I mean, he's played like, let's see, like 14 wins in his career. What did he really do last year to show he was going to be the star? I understand why people would want him, because he gave you hope or an opportunity. But there was no guarantee that he has been better than Mason. No, absolutely not.
He said he picked the Jets because of Aaron Glenn. Do you think that's because he didn't trust Tomlin?
If I had to, what's that cliche, the devil you know rather than the devil you don't know or something like that? I mean, if you don't, something like that, whatever it is. I'm terrible with cliches. I mean, at least he knows what he's getting from Tomlin. You don't know what you're getting from Aaron Glenn. It all sounds good right now.
I know, but he knows what he's getting from Tomlin, and that's why he doesn't want to do it again.
But isn't the thought of playing for a defensive coach out of vogue now? If you had your chances, wouldn't you rather go play with that offensive-minded coach? What's Aaron Glenn going to bring to the table?
Let him run more?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but it's possible that not, might not happen either. I mean, I would love to know what you hear the numbers. Well, it wasn't that far off. What does not that far off in salary mean? Is it $10 million or is it guaranteed money? I mean, you just throw these words out there, then you don't. There's no context.
You seem
to them
very
whatsoever.
Perturbed by the whole insider industry right now.
Because
you're getting very.
Yes, because I know most of it's made up now. I mean, I think I'm not the only one that's finding out that a lot of things are being put out there that are just
total BS.
Not total BS, but maybe a nugget of what you heard through somebody who's heard through somebody who's heard through somebody. Which
second or third hand?
Yes, and it's like no. It's like somebody inside the Steelers. No, I mean, trust me, I've been doing this 25 years, and if you don't hear it from one, two, or three, you pretty much better stay away from it, because that's the only one, two, or three that know for sure.
What made you confident that you could say Russell Wilson, Arthur Smith, big time problems between these two guys?
One, two, or three. No, at this point it came from the other end. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and give you
right.
my sources, but the thing is there's things that you know that you can't write. I knew something. I didn't know the degree of it to what Dolak ended up reporting.
So you know. So are there things you know about the Aaron Rodgers situation that you can't write?
Nobody knows anything about Aaron Rodgers. But everybody puts the two and two together with the McAfee thing, and he doesn't know. He's like,
we got a call earlier. Is he going to make the announcement at the
they asked
night
me.
Out?
They asked me, you hear anything? I get messages from some of the guys in the back of the you know,
well, you tweeted business is about to pick up, and I thought that that meant you had a scoop.
I was watching. Oh man, I was watching the Raw, and Cena was talking, and Cody Rhodes was coming out, and that's when I said that was it was a wrestling.
Well, you can understand though now that you wear two hats. One is a wrestling reporter, and one is a Steelers reporter.
Yeah, I honestly enjoy doing.
I know you're doing it on purpose
because half of the people know I'm watching. No, I will mention like four or five wrestling terms. Then all of a sudden I'll write Yeet. What happened? No, I'm watching. You can tell I'm watching wrestling by tweeting out the other portion of my employment.
All right, in two
minutes. It's fun, though. You know, it's fun. See people go crazy.
Oh, you love jagging people.
But if I'm going to tell you something that is true, trust me, if I attach the word sources or whatever to it, you pretty much.
So you're letting people know from now on, if you put Yeet or businesses picking up or eyeballs, it has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Like I said, the only person that really knows anything is Aaron. I mean, apparently Hawk doesn't even know, and that's his best buddy. And like I said, people with Pat's show like asking me. They don't know. I don't think they want to know. So they can play, hey, I didn't know. I don't want
to. Wait, you don't think he wants to break that story?
Oh, I think he wants to. I don't think they want to know. So they don't have to continuously go to him and say, hey, well, I know this. I'm hiding it. You know, the Glazers type of stuff. Sure, if he wants to do it. But, even at that point, I mean, I've never talked to anybody about this. But I don't know if he would want that on his plate to break it on his. I don't know.
You're saying Pat doesn't need that.
Or want it, maybe. And maybe it probably would be a little bit more counterproductive. I don't know. I'm sure he wouldn't pass it up. But I don't. I would not anticipate.
I'm at Mike's Beer Bar. Quick turnaround because of T-Bird's dump that caused us to go off the air prematurely because we couldn't hear Mark. What do you have there? Okay, Tom Pelissero reports. The Steelers and Aaron Rodgers have had contract parameters in place for weeks, sources say. Money wasn't a discussion point during today's visit. It was a chance for both sides to get to know each other. The Giants also remain involved. The decision is in Rodgers' hands. Interpret that as a fellow insider. Translate that for us, Mark.
It came from the agent, and the agent wants to make sure people know that the Giants are still in the mix, even though they might not be.
Yeah,
that's how I read it.
And before he makes a huge life decision, he wants to chat with Tomlin and chat with Smith and see.
Like I said, everything I've heard, albeit secondhand, so I'm not going, you know, like I really know for sure, is that Aaron was not a guy that expected to come here and make a ton of money. I keep saying I don't know, a ton of money is relative, but I don't think he was coming here saying I want $45 million a year.
Mark, let's talk about the domino effect. Did you play dominoes as a kid?
No, nobody played dominoes. You used to set them up and knock them down.
We played dominoes.
I don't even know how to play dominoes.
Gamble on it and stuff. I don't really remember either. My grandmother was into it.
You never set them up then?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really good at that, but I don't know, like the whole idea that you just set them up around the house, you hit one and they all start falling and then it's done in 5 seconds. I felt like it was too much work to set it up and then the end result wasn't good enough.
Yeah, when I was younger, they had these ones that you would just flip up and they would stay, so it was a cheater, sort of. I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, that's
I
what
would
kids
never
used to do before
that.
iPads and crap were around.
Yeah, they used to go outside too, and now they don't.
Well, I didn't. Speaking of dumps, didn't I just see your kid at a baseball game?
Oh, no. It was at a playground. And not once, but twice he went into the porta potty. I'm like, finally, it was something he can't block
up. Yes, we saw that tweet. Everybody loved it.
I said, did you see anything in there? He goes, yeah, it was a big turd. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes. Every time, Donnie. We can't go one
you
week.
You set me up for
no,
that.
I know, but we can't go one week without getting an update on your kid's craps.
He blocked it up yesterday, by the way. But
yeah, okay. Domino effect of what's happening with Rodgers. If they sign Aaron Rodgers, the time they spend on Jalen Milroe and these other rookie quarterbacks, not going to happen? Or do you think they could do both?
I don't think you want to do both right now. You might as well just wait till next year if you got Mason and say Aaron Rodgers. Unless you really are in love with somebody and he's there on the third day, It's not like you got a ton of draft capital to play with right now. I mean, you would like to add somewhere else right now. I mean, once again, even if you do get Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't mean it's not going to implode. The season's going to implode. I mean, if the season implodes, which people I thought were all for that, if, with Aaron Rodgers or without him, then all of a sudden you get a draft pick next year that gives you the opportunity to potentially move up with all these comp picks. So I would wait. I think Jackson Dart's going. I mean, the closer you get to the draft, the more he's going to rise and rise and rise. And before you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Malik Willis and Jake Lockers, like, and Paxton Lynch's, even though he was a lot later.
What do you mean?
People fall in love with guys that they probably shouldn't have because they really need a quarterback. And you tend to overlook some things. I don't even want to say Kenny Pickett because I don't want to get destroyed. But Kenny Pickett, like, in any other draft, maybe he's a second rounder, but this one, he isn't. I think Jackson Dart ends up moving up to the board to a point where they can't get
him. All right, how about Milroe then? I mean, if he's – they're taking the time to take him out to dinner.
Well, they typically take a bunch of Alabama guys out. So there's probably about 10 of them with them. You only hear about Milroe. If he's there on the third day, what's that? Fourth, fifth round pick. At that point,
you don't see the harm.
No.
How about another domino effect? If Rodgers says no,
ooh,
now this thought out there that they might look into Joe Milton in New England.
Boy, you talk about a guy with one game. I guess he has one more game than, well, one fewer game than, what's his name? Jackson Dart. I think then Dart normally only has two games of note under his collegiate career. I don't know if I want a guy that's played one game here and he just looked really good in that one game. I mean, it all depends on what you have to give up, but I wouldn't.
I can't see the Steelers trading a decent pick for a guy who they could have had in the sixth round last year off of one game.
Yeah, you're right. I think it can go anywhere the other way around because I think that hole in that two spot is really irking Omar. If there's any way you can get back into that, I think that's more likelihood than trading something.
Another pick.
Yes. I mean, I think that really bothers him.
So what, so what do you think they would trade to get that pick back?
I'm not going to say Pickens.
Why? Because that's low-hanging fruit? Or because you don't think that that's really on the board anymore?
I don't know if it's on the board. I've been on record of saying that I think the only way George moves is if he wants moved. I think if it's up to Steelers, they keep him. But doesn't mean George doesn't walk in and say, I want out. He did post the old picture of him and Tom Brady the other day.
That
but
really fuels fire with guys like me, Mark.
But the picture before that was like, it was a happy birthday to somebody.
Speaking of guys with greener pastures, how about what Najee had to say about the Steelers? No offensive identity. We didn't know anything on offense.
I thought he was taking a shot at Matt Canada more than anybody else. First of all, you're coming in at the 20th overall pick. That offense was totally rebuilding. What did he expect? Was he expecting a team that all of a sudden had a bunch of veterans on? Everybody was young. Even though that first year he had Ben, I think Deontay. Did he have Juju for part of the season before, I believe, he got hurt? I guess Chooks to a point, but Chooks really wasn't.
Not exactly what you would call a symbol for leadership, given how his career has gone south.
Yeah, to me, that was like, man, our coordinator's a boob. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, but we played back the comments. It sounded like he was talking about this past season, too. That's the part of it that I didn't get. I mean, he had Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson here. What is he talking about not having leaders on this team or veteran guys?
Well, at that point, you better look in the mirror.
Mark, that's pretty much what I said. I think both things are right. Yeah, they had issues with not having a good brain trust on offense, but also, do I think he would have done better with a better offensive coordinator and better offensive lineman? Not much better. Barely better. Maybe a little bit better. I don't think he's a victim of circumstances, what I'm saying.
No, I think he just... He gets caught up a lot he doesn't have a filter at times when he gets rolling. Sometimes he probably should. That's maybe why he doesn't talk to the media a lot, because he starts going off, then you're like, look at this, and he said. And I don't think he enjoys it. I think he gets caught up in some of that. He's, to me, you were a captain, man.
But then he got it taken away from him.
They wanted you to be the leader until you either prove not you cannot do it, or they wanted the quarterback to do it.
Did somebody contact you after you said maybe they can draft the running back in the first round again and say that's crazy, that's not going to happen?
I don't think that's crazy.
Ugh.
How is that crazy?
Because I would like
crazy
to think they
learned
their
lesson. Kicker in the first round. That's not crazy, picking a running back.
Why? If it's a very deep draft for running backs, you would be crazy to take one in the 20s when you can get a good player in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
I say this all the time. Yes, there's very good players in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. But you have to pick the right one.
I agree
with that.
That's
not an easy thing to do.
But here's the thing. It's not like it's a bare cupboard. You've got Jalen Ward and Kenneth Gainwell in that room already.
Yeah, for 1 year, and we already know that they're probably neither one of them. I mean, well, at least Warren's not coming back next year, right? He's either not going to prove that they want him, or he's going to have a season where they're not going to pay him. So, obviously, the draft and how it breaks. Maybe they want defensive linemen, but maybe not. They're just stockpiling with, you know, depth at defensive line. There's not much talent there other than Benton and Hayward, which I still think there's something out there after the compensatory pick window closes, that there's a veteran out there they can bring in.
I mean, they've signed about a half dozen guys that no one's ever heard of in the last
year. Yeah, they're just throwing them against the wall and see who sticks in camp. That's all that is.
Do you think when we talk next Friday, Aaron Rodgers will be a Steeler?
Wow. Normal circumstances, I say yes. But Aaron Rodgers' circumstances, I say I have no idea. I would think the fact that he showed up, he took the time here, met with people, that I could say next week at this time when we talk, it will be done. Aaron Rodgers, baby, is he going to be number 8? Pull out the Bradshaw right off of there. It's not officially retired. Woo!
And it's not like he's got a great relationship with the Steelers in his post-playing career, even though they've never given out the number again, right?
Nah, they haven't given up about a dozen different numbers.
They gave Pouncey's number right back to a guy that couldn't friggin' play center. How about that one?
Yeah, usually they do that with linemen. There's not a lot of numbers to go around.
Mark, thanks for coming down here.
Right.
We've run into some people who we know here that we didn't expect, huh?
Who, Benzie?
Yeah.
Benzie and Pursuta, and I don't know anybody else. And some little kid. I wonder if he's drinking a beer.
I saw Lolly, and I went to say hi, and then he just went right by me. I don't know.
Is he not your favorite, or is
he
8 miles?
No, I have no issue with him. I don't know if it was a deliberate blow-off or if it was an accidental blow-off because he had to get out of here.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't like Malsy, right?
Yeah, what would I have done to piss him off?
Guilty by association.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, that happens. All right, Mark. Good stuff.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.